Why does MDMA make people feel so connected? A large part of it appears to be oxytocin, the hypothalamic hormone at the heart of mammalian bonding. In humans, MDMA drives a robust rise in blood oxytocin, and tellingly, the size of that rise tracks the increase in warm, pro-social feelings more closely than the blood level of MDMA itself, Dumont et al. 2009. In animals, blocking oxytocin blunts MDMA's pro-social effects, and the release is triggered through 5-HT1A receptors on oxytocin-making neurons, Thompson et al. 2007. Most remarkably, a single dose of MDMA can reopen a developmental, critical period for social reward learning in an oxytocin-dependent way, Nardou et al. 2019. MDMA doesn't invent connection. It amplifies a circuit we were built with. Most mechanistic work is in animals. Of all the substances explored in this series, MDMA is the odd one out. It is not a classic psychedelic. It does not primarily work through the 5-HT2A receptor, and it rarely produces visions or the dissolution of the self. Its gift is different and in some ways more intimate. It reliably softens fear and opens the heart to other people. Researchers gave this class of drugs its own name, entactogens, meaning to touch within, precisely because their defining effect is emotional and relational rather than perceptual. To understand MDMA is to understand the brain's chemistry of connection itself, the ancient molecule of bonding. Oxytocin is one of biology's oldest and most conserved signals. A tiny peptide of just 9 amino acids made in the hypothalamus and released both into the bloodstream and deep within the brain. It is the chemistry behind some of the most fundamental mammalian bonds. It drives labor and milk letdown, but it also underlies pair bonding, parental care, trust, and the simple pull to be near others. Popularly nicknamed the love hormone, oxytocin is better understood as a salient signal for the social world, a molecule that turns up the value and meaning of connection, making other people feel more rewarding, more safe, more worth approaching. This is the machinery MDMA engages. Rather than manufacturing a wholly artificial state, MDMA appears to reach into a circuit that every mammal carries, the same one a mother's brain uses to bond with a newborn, and amplify it. The feeling of closeness in this light is not a drug-induced hallucination of intimacy. It is the brain's own bonding system, turned up, the human evidence. The clearest window into this came from a carefully controlled human study. In a double-blind, placebo-controlled experiment, volunteers given MDMA showed a robust rise in blood oxytocin alongside an increase in warm, pro-social feelings. The decisive detail was the correlation. Within individuals, the variation in those social feelings tracked the variation in oxytocin levels, and did so more strongly than it tracked the blood level of MDMA itself, Dumont et al. 2009. In other words, the amount of drug in the blood predicted the feeling of connection less well than the amount of oxytocin the drug had released. And it was a strong hint that oxytocin is not a bystander, but a genuine intermediary, a chemical link in the chain between swallowing a pill and feeling close. Human studies alone cannot prove causation. A correlation, however elegant, is not a lever you can pull. For that, researchers turned to animals where the oxytocin system can be switched on and off with precision. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats, the animal proof, block it, and the warmth fades. In a landmark set of experiments, a team led by Iain McGregor mapped the circuit. A moderate dose of MDMA made rats far more sociable. Most visibly, they spent much more time lying quietly adjacent to one another, an animal signature of affiliative closeness. Using FOS, a marker of neural activity, the researchers saw that MDMA switched on the oxytocin-producing neurons of the hypothalamus in the supraoptic and paraventricular nuclei. And then came the causal test, giving an oxytocin antagonist significantly attenuated MDMA's pro-social effect. Blocking the hormone dimmed the warmth, Thompson et al. 2007. The same work traced the trigger one step upstream. MDMA floods the brain with serotonin, and it was serotonin acting on 5-HT1A receptors that drove the oxytocin neurons to fire. A 5-HT1A antagonist prevented MDMA's oxytocin release And later work confirmed that blocking 5-HT1A stopped MDMA from activating those oxytocin cells in the first place, hunted out the 2011. The pathway laid bare is beautifully specific. MDMA releases serotonin. Serotonin stimulates 5-HT1A receptors on hypothalamic oxytocin neurons. Those neurons release oxytocin. Oxytocin produces the prosocial state. Where the reward lives, why should oxytocin make company feel good at all? A deeper answer emerged from the nucleus accumbens, the brain's reward hub. Robert Malenka's laboratory showed that social reward, the pleasure of being with others, requires oxytocin and serotonin acting together there. Oxytocin released into the accumbens engages serotonin signaling to make social interaction rewarding, Dull and et al. 2013. Social connection, in other words, is wired into the same circuitry that makes food and other pleasures feel good. And oxytocin is a key that helps unlock it. Join the OOTW sacrament. The oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free, live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. Reopening the window, the most extraordinary chapter came in 2019. Building on the same accumbens circuit, Gul Dolan and colleagues discovered that the ability to learn that social experiences are rewarding is governed by a developmental critical period, a window open in youth and normally closed in adults, during which the brain is especially primed to encode social reward. Then came the finding that stunned the field. A single dose of MDMA reopened that critical period in adult mice, restoring a youthful oxytocin-dependent form of plasticity in the nucleus accumbens, Nardu et al. 2019. The implication is profound. It suggests MDMA does not merely produce a few hours of pleasant feeling, but can transiently return the social brain to a more malleable, open state, a window in which new, healthier associations about closeness and trust might be relearned. This is thought to be central to why MDMA-assisted therapy shows such promise for conditions rooted in broken trust and social fear, such as PTSD. The drug may open a door, and the therapy is what walks through it. It also links MDMA to the broader science of psychedelic critical periods. The idea that these molecules share a capacity to briefly restore the brain's youthful plasticity. The honest cautions. The oxytocin story is compelling, but it must be held with care. Oxytocin is almost certainly not the whole story. MDMA also floods the brain with serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And the full entactogenic state is a blend of all of these, not oxytocin alone. Much of the sharpest causal evidence, the antagonist studies, the reopened critical period, comes from rodents, whose social behavior is a limited model of human intimacy. The human data, while suggestive, is largely correlational. And measuring oxytocin in blood is an imperfect proxy for what the hormone is doing deep in the brain. The safety cautions here are especially serious. MDMA is neurotoxic to serotonin systems at high or repeated doses, sharply raises body temperature, heart rate, and blood pressure, can cause dangerous hyponatremia, water intoxication, and carries real risks of a difficult emotional come-down in the days after use as neurotransmitters are depleted. The remarkable clinical results come from pure MDMA in a carefully controlled therapeutic setting with screening and support. A world away from recreational ecstasy, which is frequently adulterated. Nothing here is a recommendation to use MDMA, which remains a controlled substance and is not safe for everyone. The circuit we were built with. What lingers about this science is its tenderness. The feeling MDMA produces, that the distance between people has quietly dissolved, is not a chemical illusion pasted over an indifferent brain. It is the switching on of a circuit as old as motherhood, the same machinery that binds a mammal to its young and its mate. MDMA's real lesson may be less about the drug than about us, that the capacity for profound connection is already built into the nervous system, waiting. And that trauma and fear are in part a closing of that capacity, not its absence. If a single molecule can, for a few hours, pull that ancient lever and reopen the window, it is not creating something foreign. It is reminding the brain of something it has always known how to do. Autarabayu Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. MDMA's release of oxytocin and the role of oxytocin and 5-HT1A receptors in its pro-social effects are well documented, and the human correlation between oxytocin and pro-social feeling is directly reported. But much of the causal mechanistic work, including the reopened social reward critical period, is in rodents. And oxytocin is one of several neurochemical drivers rather than the sole cause. MDMA is a controlled substance with serious risks including neurotoxicity, hyperthermia, and hyponatremia. It is not safe for everyone, and nothing here is a recommendation to use it.